A story by Business Insider in the days leading up to the 2016 election reported that more than 240 newspapers in the country had endorsed Hillary Clinton for president, while only 19 endorsed Donald Trump. Several newspapers that had been solidly Republican since their founding broke from the party for the first time in their history, none of which mattered on Election Day. On Friday, the Sun News editorial board met with Gavin Clarkson and Monty Newman, two of the Republican candidates seeking to replace Steve Pearce as the representative for Southern New Mexico in the U.S. House of Representatives. That began our process of interviews for the endorsements to come. The candidate interviews are always one of the most enjoyable parts of the job for me, if also one of the most stressful. That is especially true in local races, where we attempt to interview all of the candidates at the same time. We try very hard to have a productive, respectful conversation where everybody has the opportunity to be heard, and we stick to substantive issues. Information gathered during these interviews does more than just guide our endorsement choices. It also provides the foundation for our news reporting on each race. Our goal is not to tell voters who to pick. Rather, it is to present as much information about the candidates as possible, both in print and online, so they can make their own choices. Editorial endorsements can be part of the process. We explain our reasons for coming to the conclusions that we do, and we believe that our opinions are well informed. But I have never based my vote on an endorsement, whether it was from a newspaper or anywhere else. And I certainly hope that voters will see the endorsements, along with all the other reporting, as tools for them to make their own decisions. There are some who question whether newspapers should make endorsements at all. They argue that taking a position on the race taints the straight news coverage. As always, we hope that people understand the difference between news and opinion. And newspaper endorsements are a long-standing tradition. The 538 political site notes that in 1860, the New York Times threw its weight behind Mr. Lincoln of Illinois, known as Old Abe, age 51, height 6'7", by profession, rail splitter. I'm not sure if the Times editorial helped put Lincoln over the top at his race with James Buchanan, but in the past, newspaper endorsements have played an important role in elections. I'm not sure if that's true anymore. No winning candidate, and few losing ones, has ever received less editorial support than President Trump. Certainly, Trump is unique in a lot of ways, and many of the accepted rules of politics simply have not applied to him. But I think it goes beyond that. The days of newspaper endorsements may be coming to an end. I have mixed feelings about that. But for now, there's another election coming up and another batch of candidates to learn about. The process is always fascinating. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.